Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, March the 10th, 69th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mr. Smithers.
Hello, Mr. Papstein.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good, good. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I want to talk about us getting ready to be a world-class destination.
Ah, world-class. World-class. You knew it was coming. Now it'll be arriving. When we come back.
Best Spanish language station on the North Coast is Juan 790. Tune in to 790 AM for great music, sports from ESPN, and CNN News en Español. If you're a business owner, ask Juan to connect you with the Spanish-speaking community. You'll be glad you did. Visit Juan online at juan790.com or give us a call at 442-5744. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 312. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Sam Adams.
I'll drink to that.
I don't know if I've ever shared. No, we're direct lineage from him. Yeah, Mom's maiden name is Adams.
Good Lord.
Yeah, well, you know, the gold record out in the lobby, Wendell Adams. Mm-hmm. So at least it has a chance of making sense to those who might doubt my honesty and integrity. That's the Papstein part. I just beat you guys the punch. No big deal. Our quote this afternoon. Freedom of thought and the right to private judgment in matters of conscience, driven from every corner of the earth, direct their course to this happy country as their last asylum. Let us cherish the noble guests and shelter them under the wings of universal toleration. Bet you didn't think somebody could speak like that, huh?
Well, yes. But let's not forget, we must also shelter them with room service and free Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Isn't that in the Constitution? Free Wi-Fi for all. Oh, world-class destination. Boy, you know, somebody must have just hit you with a cattle prod in the right spot to say, yeah, okay.
I
just trying to come up with the definition of that phrase.
Well,
it's got to be challenging.
Yeah, you can come at it a couple ways. And I'll be honest with you, it's a board member of mine, Mark Rowley, who is really trying to push.
The Mark Rowley?
Yes, formerly of Bigfoot Rafting, now of Coho Cottages.
And Humboldt Office of Ed on the board?
Yes.
Yes.
Here's the situation. Tourism's been doing very well. You know, our tourism grew by about 10% just last year.
It's about the one niche that has been doing well in this area.
Yeah.
Last 3 or 4 years. Yeah,
the industry pundits say that we're on a growth curve anyway. Just the overall U.S. economy and its rebound, all that pent up travel demand. The next few years are going to be great for the lodging industry. At the same time, the Humboldt Lodging Alliance is on the edge of launching a major marketing campaign that is bigger and more exciting than anything we've ever been able to afford to do. So we're going to have all these people knocking on our door. And Mark is saying, we better be ready for them. And we better make sure that we give them the level of hospitality that they expect. Otherwise, we'd be, you know, really missing the boat.
So is this definition of world-class destination, and you've got travelers across the economic strata. You know, if somebody's going on a, what do they call a one-star hotel? Affordable? I don't know what the cute phrases are. The low-end hotels. It's still
budget
cleaning
motels,
stuff.
Yeah.
But okay. So if those folks are coming in, their expectations are a certain level. If you've got the four-star hoity-toity, those folks' expectations are certainly at a different level. Those and everybody in between has a different definition of what world-class means.
Sure.
So how do you come up with the functional definition of world-class destination?
Well, it's one of those things that whatever definition we might give to it, remember, it's the definition that's in the customer's mind. That's the important one.
But you can manage that a little bit.
Yes, we can. I think here's what I think by it, and others will have their own definitions. First of all, it's that notoriety, that top of mind awareness, where that we are listed on those destinations that are considered must-sees. You go to London, Paris, the Redwoods. You know, it's on that top tier.
Is that achievable?
For the right markets, for the outdoor and enthusiast
who doesn't go to Paris and who's not going to London. And...
Well, they have their own. Okay, all right. They go to Whistler. They go to Costa Rica. They they have their own top 10 list.
The Galapagos.
Exactly.
So you think we could be like the Galapagos?
Yes, with not so many turtles and iguanas, but we'd still.
Right. Right. And Darwin stood here. That sign doesn't work.
Yeah, well, the hell with Darwin. We have Humboldt.
Yeah. Oh, good. Botanist. Okay.
We have our own naturalist.
Look, you found ferns. Want a fern? Take one home. Yes, it's okay.
No, but I think we also need to say, okay, well, world-class means we need to kick it up. You know, our service needs to be impeccable. Our infrastructure needs to be completely integrated and coordinated, because right now the visitor is kind of on their own. They got to figure things out. Then, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I was saying. The thing that I see in this discussion, the destinations themselves aren't. Look at Redwood National Park. Compare it to pick another national park. Grand Canyon, what the heck? That's something that's kind of at the same level.
Mm-hmm.
One recognizes and embraces and works with visitors. One ignores them. One's easy to find. Signed everything. Mm-hmm. One doesn't even have the signage prominent. One embraces you, the staff. The other kind of seems like occasionally you're almost an interruption. How do you change the culture? And that's just one of, pick a bunch of them. How do you change the culture in the destinations so that then you can market it as?
Sure.
I mean,
you're talking about destinations in the same agency, the same federal agency.
Yeah.
There's history there we have to work through. And the Redwood National Park's a new park, built in 1968. It doesn't have that sort of grand tourism development that happened back in the 30s and the WPA program and all that wonderful stuff. And that means they don't have the vendors and the experience providers, but we can get them.
KINS, News and Information Times 319.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:23:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, as you're looking at this concept of world-class destination or world-class resort, now, one side says, yeah, not here. The other side of me goes, but look at Tututin, one of the top 10 in the country,
mm-hmm.
Outside of the metropolis of Cold Beach. Yeah, and most of the action there, unless you're a fisherman, are the jet boats going by at 25 to 30 miles an hour on the river going upstream or coming back down. Okay, it can be done. If there's enough money over enough time, you can accomplish pretty darn near anything.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that your folks would be looking for, once there is common definition of what this thing is, of seeing some traction with it. Before the guests come, traction with
right.
it. So how do you start to work with the various governmental agencies in the area, providing them with urgency and desire to start to make these changes? Because change, by definition, is risk-based.
Sure, sure. Well, it depends on what agency. I mean, for instance,
pick the most malleable. Pick one.
California State Parks. They control a lot of our, landmark locations here. Patrick's Point State Park, Humboldt Redwood State Park, and a number of other ones.
Richardson's Grove?
Yes. They just have gone through a process of great soul searching called the Parks Forward campaign, where they have done a lot of listening. They had a couple of sessions here in Eureka about what the future of the parks is going to look like and how they're going to be sustainable going into the future and what their mission should be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, it hasn't been signed by Jerry Brown yet or anything like that, but the recommendations are that the parks need to become a lot more creative and flexible in building partnerships between the public and private sector. And as an example, Patrick's Point State Park needs to have a lot of weddings and get the revenue from those weddings to help with their costs.
So I would think to execute something akin to that, they would need to have a marketing person or someone in charge of event coordination, not the campfire programs each night, but actually somebody who's out doing the hustle.
Well, they might make that a hat that one of the Rangers wears.
Okay, so, boy, it's nice to know that somebody could be a Ranger and do what my profession is all in the same time.
Exactly.
Well, boy,
it just goes to show how easy it is.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, you make such a big deal about it.
Yeah.
It's really and, of course, one of the things that our agency and other promotional agencies do is to try and ease and promote access to all these different venues. We have been particularly interested in the wedding market lately, and there's a lot of demand for it. So our sales manager goes over to the Reading Home and Garden Show, and yes, there's a picture of Wedding Rock.
Wedding Rock, yeah.
Yeah. And other, little gorgeous places that you can tie the knot in. So that's one way. I think the other is, it needs to be a cultural change. I mean, we need to convince everyone in this business that they are in the tourism hospitality business. And so no matter who the visitor runs across in their Humboldt County adventure, that person is going to be in the hospitality business or have the mindset and have the tools and the knowledge that they need to deliver fantastic service to that person.
When you're thinking of this world-class destination, there are a couple of things I would think that people are looking for. I mean, just reflecting for 10, 15 minutes. Something that's a unique experience, whatever that may be. It could be family-based, it could be individual-based, it could be senior-based, it could be youth-based, it could be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's unique that they haven't done before. Not necessarily that they couldn't do somewhere else, but that they haven't done somewhere else. Okay. Safety. I think safety would be a critical thing, whether it's a two-lane windy road through a forest being expanded so that there's shoulder space for people to walk or bicycle ride if they happen to be, bikers coming down the, Pacific Coast Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether it's just two Winnebagoes being able to pass each other.
In the night.
Yeah, in the night without a police escort kind of thing. I think the infrastructure of safety would need to be there. Then you're saying that the state parks are being tasked with this. I'm just looking at the simple Richardson's Grove. It's been, 5, 6, 7 years now? Still can't get that thing so that it's safe, for a bicycle and two cars.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. Okay. So if we can't get something that's really visible like that done, how do we get some of these other projects done?
Well, not all the projects have old growth redwood trees that would have to be moved or cut down to.
But that isn't the case in Richardson's Grove either.
Well, I don't know the details of it, but there's some people who believe that, and so they're the ones gumming things up. There is low-hanging fruit out there, however. There are places where a little, you know, a lick of paint and some new signage can really make things more welcoming and accessible for visitors. Certainly, well, you can probably come up with your own ideas, but there's things that could be done for not a lot of money.
It's 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and information time is 3:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tony, the concept of our area being a world-class destination, part of it is the message. You're part of it. Part of it is the acceptance by the locals.
Yep.
That we are, or could be, or are becoming, or something like that. Not the lodging industry, the community.
There's a bit of a sales job needs to be going on.
The drip, drip, drip for a long, long time, because, you know, we see what could be in the economic downturn and the malaise that we're living in right now, where folks coming in have a different perspective, because, you know, they don't have those references. And they see what gets them excited, and the locals see what is missing. How do you drive that one? Because the boat you guys drive is to get them here, not to educate those of us who are here all the time. Or is that now something, have things changed in that definition?
Well, not really. I mean, the fact that the Bureau and Mr. Rowley has a new committee, the Hospitality Committee, to deal with these issues is a board initiative, so no funds are going into it, nothing out of our marketing budget, so it does become that kind of challenge, though. But, you know, we are a nonprofit organization led by a board of people representing not just lodging but all elements of the hospitality tourism industry, and I think the hope and the thought is that these folks can be the nucleus for getting the cultural shift going, to work through their business associations, whether they're chamber members or Rotary or whatever, and then also there is a public communication element. We can work through the schools, certainly, and because both schools are interested in, you know, workforce development, those kinds of issues, and personally, I want to see some of the stigma come off of the hospitality industry as a career choice. There's a lot of great opportunities in it, particularly for, of course, entrepreneurial activities.
Yeah, the owner-operator.
Yeah.
Certainly. I think the area that most folks will focus on is that mid-level or entry-level where, okay, I mean, if you're in Vegas, the compensation's at a certain level. If you're in Humboldt County, the compensation's at a different level. Yeah, and whether it's tip-driven or not, I mean, how many concierges are there in Humboldt County? More than one hand worth? Yeah, I mean, you know, so the amenities and the association, it seems like it's a different scale, I guess, might be
it
a
is,
way to say
but
it.
But the interesting thing is that that's a very much of a chicken-and-egg issue, which you've just identified, because to be that world-class destination, we need to have a growth in that mom-and-pop, you know, level industry of what we call suppliers, whether they're, you know, tour operators or, you know, more people with culinary experiences, people who create new attractions, all those things.
The experience providers.
Experience providers, exactly. And some of them are service level as well, the concierge type. Of course, In my fantasy world, everybody's a concierge, not just the person at the hotel front desk. The guy in the street should be a concierge.
Ideally, but you know, with so many folks now, as we're becoming more of a retirement community, you don't have necessarily the locals with the long knowledge of things.
That's what training programs are for.
Yeah, but remember, these aren't people who are employed in that industry. These are just regular guys and gals that are working somewhere in the county. They're not going to go through a training program.
No, but there are still things we can do. I mean, we can provide the top 10 great beaches to go to. We have that kind of level of information, quick and easy. And maybe even a brochure or an app to make everyone a virtual concierge, if you will.
Best beaches in Humboldt County?
Is that with or without clothing?
Well, it's the sum total of the experience. Exactly. So it depends on those who don't have the clothing on, who those people are who don't have the clothing on. I could drive a beach ranking down really quickly if you want me to.
I don't, actually.
I know. I kind of sense that was not the direction you were headed. You did not want me to do that. KINS, News and Information Times 341. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 344. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, the concept of a world-class destination, you shoot for 100%, and if you get 90%, you're doing a pretty good job.
Yep.
Okay, so
I'll buy that.
I think everybody would be behind, other than those that want us to be totally isolated and lock the gates behind us kind of mentality.
The Redwood Curtain.
Well, no, I think it would be the guy that drops the redwood tree so that the highway's impassable.
That's a redwood curtain.
Yeah, more of a wall. It's kind of, a solid wall. The one thing that I would think, even if the message is out there, you deliver the goods, people are coming, everybody's ready, everything looks pretty, you're walking encyclopedia of knowledge, you still got the homeless, and to the degree and the extent and the numbers and the, I think we've all had buddies come into the area, and that's the lasting impression. Pretty area, but.
Believe me.
Nice place, but.
In our line of work, we hear that every day, believe me. Whether it's on Yelp, TripAdvisor, or someone calling the office.
Anybody who's come through.
It's the elephant in the room for tourism industry, certainly. I think for a lot of industries.
Economic development, period. So it's really not your area of expertise, nor should it be your area of... You shouldn't have to be concerned about it, but you are. I mean, when you see guys wandering through the gardens of the new hotels, just dragging their feet and kicking things around a little... talk about a deflation of emotion. So how can you do the one without waiting for the other to occur?
Yeah, well, part of the task that we set ourselves some years ago was to just try and be the watchdog in terms of online reputation management and do whatever damage control we could when we had the opportunity to. That's becoming more and more difficult.
Just because there's so many options, or there's just so much poundage?
Both. And because, at some point you can't defend the indefensible. So it's almost sometimes better just to gloss over the issue and focus on our high points. And that usually, gets a lot of people to the right message, I think.
And certainly, and I think there's a certain... allowance. It is California. We do have more than other states because of the largesse of government. I think people get that. But it seems more than the Wild West. It almost seems like it's being allowed to grow. And I know Andy and a bunch of the law enforcement guys, Mike and the others, are trying to control it and work with it. And DHHS is trying to work with it. But do you then not encourage people to come to Eureka? Go to Benbow, go to Fortuna, go to eastern part of the county, go to the northern part. Don't come to Eureka and get them to skirt where the majority of the issue is?
For those of you at home, I'm shaking my head because the majority of hotel rooms and the majority of my agency's funding comes from Eureka. Therefore, we need to fill those hotel rooms. I will say this, though, that I believe the lodging industry is very interested in being part of a solution and would like to work to do what it can to help alleviate the issue.
Well, and it's not just the lodging industry. I mean, you know, Tony and Brian Inc. running a branded hotel. Okay, we can hire a couple security guys to patrol the premises. We're okay. But when that visitor goes to the restaurants or tries to walk from point A to point B or goes to a location and they see some of, you know, their experience with us could be dynamite. The total experience isn't anything that they're interested in repeating.
If this was a problem that was easy to solve, it would have been solved. But we are trying.
I think employment will help an awful lot.
It will.
Jobs.
Yeah. We want to live in a place that's welcoming and safe seeming and clean and friendly. But we also want to live in a place where human rights and civil rights are respected. So it's kind of a balancing act, I think.
So if you guys aren't able to, and I don't think anybody's expecting to weigh in on that part, you just starting with training staffs and get them up to speed and to make sure that people walk around their buildings and take a look-see at what they have and that it's as clean and as attractive as it can be.
Yeah, and it's called Get Involved, you know, with the Chamber of Commerce, you know, Eureka Main Street. They have a team that walks around Old Town to looks for problems and helps to alert the authorities if necessary.
Get engaged,
yeah. And, you know, get out there with a broom and clean up your sidewalk.
And hose, too, if needed. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
We've been Talking Shop with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.